الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون، وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected brothers, elders, our young friends and our sisters in Islam, we as human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَاب. We were created from clay. Allah says in the Quran, مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبَتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Has a time not come upon a human being where you were nothing, from nothing you became something? And what made you from nothing to be something? The qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a means, Allah used the nutfa and the sperm of, the combination of a male and a female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانِ مِمَّ خُلِقَ. Let man see what you were created from. خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقَ. If you look at the elements from which insan, human beings are created, there are four elements. You call them anasir arba'a. Every human being has four elements within his creation. Number one, we say pani, aag, matti, hawa. We have water within our system. So example, if you look at our blood, 80% of the entire blood that we have in our system, 80% is water. 80% is water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says we gave everything life by way of water. So within our system, we have water. Number two, we have fire within our system. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says, Al-ghadab min ash-shaytan. Anger is from shaytan. Alam taraw ila intifakhi awdajihi. Do you not see the bloating of his veins when someone gets angry? So we have that element of fire as well. Number two. Number three, we have the element of wind. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu salam, and he was placed, Adam alayhi salam was placed in the form of a structure. Iblis went past, and this is what he did. He struck the body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and that hollowness sound came out. So that means there is wind and there is air within the human being. And number three, we also have, so water, pani, aag, matti, and hawa. The third thing we have is we are created from clay. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. We were created from the earth, we will go back into the earth, and thereafter we will be returned back from the earth. These are the four elements. Now, because something is made up of these four elements, the impact of those four things will remain within the human body. So, example, what does a fire do? A fire wants to rise. Because a fire rises, this is why a insan is always going to have what within himself? A sense of ego, a sense of pride, a sense of haughtiness, a sense of arrogance will be within that individual. So see, the four elements with which we were created. A fire wants elevation, number one. Number two, matti and soil and the ground is bakhil. Whatever goes inside, it will destroy it. Unless Allah Ta'ala wants to preserve it. See, you put anything in the ground, what does it do? After some time you go there, there's nothing. A human body, why in Medina Munawwara, in Makkah Mukarrama, once they bury someone in a grave, after 6 months they will reuse the same grave. After 6 months. Why? Because there's nothing left. There is nothing. Huh? If Allah Ta'ala wants, in the ajsad al-anbiya hurrimat ala al-ard. The ajsad and the bodies of the anbiya alayhi salatu salam, it is haram for the earth to devour the bodies of the anbiya alayhi salam. But generally we are created from clay, from soil. And what is the quality of soil and clay? It is bakhil, it is miserly. Whatever you will put into it, it will destroy it. That's number two. Number three, we are created from water. What's the khasiyat of water? Khasiyat and the unique nature of water, it does not accept hadbandi. It does not like to be surrounded. It does not like to be, you know, what we say, restricted in a specific area. The moment water can find space to leave, it will leave. You know, it's looking for the smallest of places and it will go. In other words, what is the quality of water? It does not accept to be confined in one area. It wants to go out. Human beings do not want hadbandi. They do not want to remain within a frame of work, within a border, within a system. Humans do not want that. And number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me and you from wind. What does a wind want? It wants fame. It only takes a window. You open a window and then you see, you know, like the sound of wind that comes. If there is wind blowing outside, you will realize. If you have a hole for your key, from there sometimes the wind also will come. So wind wants fame. Because we have those four elements within ourselves. So therefore, there will be arrogance. There will be miserliness. There will be the want of fame and name. And then, so these are all the things that we will have within our system. Look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to combat those qualities, Allah ta'ala gave us the four ibadat. What is the wisdom in namaz, roza, zakat, hajj? Only Allah knows. But Allah gave me and you salat. Why? Because the most precious of limbs in your body, which is apparently the forehead, you will not allow that to bow in front of anyone. But you are made to bow your forehead in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you know, it kills your arrogance and your pride and your ego and your haughtiness. It will cancel that out. What did Iblis say? Ana khayrun minhu. I am better than Adam. How can I prostrate in front of Adam alayhi salam? Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. You created him from clay. You created me from fire. And naturally fire remains aloft and high. Therefore, there's no chance I will prostrate in front of Adam. What he failed to realize, he's not prostrating before Adam alayhi salam. He's prostrating before the order of Allah. He's prostrating before the order of Allah. Ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyadayya. You know, that's what he failed to realize. So to combat ego and pride, Allah gave me and you, Allah gave us salat. That's number one. Number two, we've just passed the month of Ramadan. What do me and you want? We want fame. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us sawm. You are fasting, no one knows you are fasting. So mashallah, unless you go around telling everyone, I'm a Sunni. And what do you mean by Sunni? I fast on Monday, I fast on Thursday. If you go around telling everyone, then everyone will know. When you're fasting, no one knows. No one knows. You know what happens in our community? Someone says, would you have a cup of tea? No, I'm fasting. You don't need to say that. No, alhamdulillah, I wouldn't like tea. Example, chalo, we are sitting down to eat. Would you like to eat? No, I'm, mashallah, I'm okay. Rather than say, I'm fasting, you don't need to tell anyone. Anyway, so this is in regards to the case of fasting. That's why Allah gave us fast. The wisdoms only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Number three, we have the element of bukhl, and we are miserly as well. So what did Allah give me and you? Allah gave me and you zakat. Allah gave me and you zakat by way of zakat. Fulfillment of zakat, it creates that sense of connection to the creation of Allah. That's why aqimu salah wa atu zakah are mentioned always together in the Quran. Aqimu salah will establish your connection to Allah. Wa'atu zakah will establish your connection to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khair inshallah. And then the last ibadah we have is hajj. And that is my focus to today inshallah. Why are we given hajj? What will that do, hajj? What hajj does? A insan wants to remain azad, independent. You do not want to be restrained by, and you do not want to be governed by someone else. You do not want to be governed by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as human beings, we don't like to be told. You know, mashallah, they say, the easiest thing to give is advice. And the hardest thing to take is advice. the easiest thing to give is advice. Okay, mashallah, I will tell you, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this. You tell me the same thing, and I will say, I know better. But this is the system that we have. So what Hajj does, it creates a sense of you being restrained by the ahkam of Allah. You tell me, what is the reward of the day of Arafat? It's amazing. Millions of people are pardoned on the day of Arafat. Millions of people. Rasulullah said, if you want to know what Hajj is, it is Arafat. Al-Hajju Arafah. Rasulullah said, the mainstay of Hajj is Arafah. You don't go to Arafah, then you are not a Hajji. So your mainstay is Arafat. And you know, mashallah, what you're going to get from staying in Arafat. Allah Ta'ala pardons you, you can say, more or less absolutely everyone. Shaitan is not seen more humiliated than on the day of Arafat. So you, if I and you were to say, but I've booked a 5-star hotel in Makkah Mukarramah on the day of Arafat, I'm not going to Arafat, I'm going to stay away in Makkah Mukarramah. You know, you read a salat in Masjid al-Haram for 354 Islamic days of the year. 354 Islamic days of the year, you read one salat in Masjid al-Haram multiplied by 100,000. You read one salat maybe in the Maidan of Arafat, there is no salat there. Because Masjid al-Namira is closed 354 days out of 355, it is closed. You're not going to read namaz there. But on the day of Arafat, you have to go there. In other words, you will have to do what I will tell you. What is Hajj teaching me and you? That we are restrained by the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what I would like to share with yourselves, the days that we are now coming to are the days of sacrifice. And our entire deen is filled with the legacy of sacrifice from the Messenger of Allah to the Sahaba to the Tabi'een. وَمَن تَبِعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Those who are going to follow them until the day of Qiyamah. If you look at our legacies of the pious predecessors, we have a very, very rich legacy of sacrifices of the Messenger of Allah and to the Sahaba. And I just want to give you a highlight of some of those things. Because me and you, in the days of Qurbani, yes, you know what you, me and you, to be honest with you, the only thing we know of the days of Qurbani is what? That we are going to slaughter an animal. And if you do it in this country, it is a time of barbecue. And you tell the butcher, make sure you keep all the chops separate, and then ribs separate, and make sure you keep an entire shoulder, and then one entire leg. Okay, and that is how we want it to be cut. The children, the only thing the children know in regards to Qurbani is it's a time of eating meat and having barbecue because we have a chutti, we have a holiday. That's all our kids know. We need to educate our children what is the gist of Qurbani, what it means to give Qurbani for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we need to take out from these days. Look what Allah, see, what is the definition of sacrifice? What is it? How do you define sacrifice? How do you define Qurbani? Giving up something which is beloved for someone higher, for a greater purpose, in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in order to preserve your deen. That is called sacrifice. Something that is beloved to you, you are going to let that go. If it means it's your wealth, your wealth. If it means it's your status, then your status. If it means maybe, wallahu alam, addiction to your phone, then it is that. You know, it can be anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, it's in Surah Al-An'am, right at the end, قُلْ قل أو محمد سي إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. My salah, my living, my dying, my qurbani, everything is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Look at the life of the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام in terms of qurbani. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari on the authority of Sayyida Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنهما. You can find it inshallah in the chapter of jihad. Imam Muslim rahimahullah has quoted in the chapter of jihad, and Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has also mentioned in the chapter of jihad where Rasulullah alayhi salam was asked a question from Sayyida Aisha, Messenger of Allah, was there a harder day in your life compared to the day of Uhud? And what did Rasulullah alayhi salam say? Yes, the day when I presented myself in front of Abdiya Layl ibn Kulayl, the individual who was in Ta'ifa. When I presented myself in front of him, in front of Habib, in front of Mas'ud, these were three brothers in Ta'if. I presented myself in front of them. You tell me, what did Rasulullah give? That was a sacrifice of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. What did Rasulullah alayhi salam gave? He gave everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lost his wealth, whatever he had. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam gave up his wealth, whatever he had, in terms of, see, he was a Nabi of Allah. He was a Nabi of Allah. Rasulullah alayhi salam could have said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made dua, oh Allah, destroy them. Oh Allah, destroy the people of Makkah Mukarramah, destroy the people of Ta'if. Rasulullah hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari, in Kitab al-Da'awat, in the chapter of du'as, right at the beginning, where Imam Bukhari rahimahullah mentions, Rasulullah alayhi salam says, every Nabi had a du'a that is guaranteed to be accepted by Allah in this world. Every Nabi has. But I requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve that du'a that is guaranteed acceptance for my ummah, to be reserved on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because I will use it to intercede on behalf of my ummah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I, me, myself and yourself, we need to ask, are we following the legacy of the sacrifice of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? There is absolutely no chance we are going to give anywhere near the sacrifices that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam gave. Absolutely no chance. Me and you, are we willing to give up? Sure, we came from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. We came from Africa. We migrated. We came into this country. But our purpose was not deen. I'm going to be honest. My purpose, your purpose was maybe financial, economical, we were struggling, maybe wallahu alam, safety, or maybe for some people, you know, there can be multiple reasons, but it was not deen. Majority of the people that come and migrate, our goal was not deen. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam had to leave his hometown. And you know what Rasulullah alayhi salam said when he left Makkah Mukarramah? Oh Makkah, you are the most beloved of towns and cities before me. If the people were not to have compelled me from leaving, I would have never left Makkah Mukarramah. Look at the sacrifices of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. Look at the sacrifices of the likes of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Let's look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. What did he give up? Sayyida Aisha says, the day my father embraced Islam and he put himself in front of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, he had 40,000 dirham. Now 40,000 dirham in those days was a lot of money. He says, my father gave everything to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr leaves this world, he's got absolutely nothing. What did Rasulullah alayhi salam leave behind for his children? Absolutely nothing. نَحْنُ مَعْشَرُ الْأَنْبِيَا لَنُورَثْ مَا تَرَكْنَا صَدَقَةً. Rasulullah says, the jama'at of the anbiya and the group of the anbiya, we do not make anyone our inheritors. We don't leave behind anything. لَأَسَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Because anbiya alayhi salam never ask in terms of da'wah, in terms of tabligh, they never ask him for anything. My message is, look at these sacrifices that were given from the people of this ummah. And that is why today me and you are Muslim and we are sitting here. I'll give you a few examples, inshallah. It's going to be very, very brief. Everyone knows the sacrifice of Sayyidina Bilal ibn Rabah. What sacrifices Sayyidina Bilal gave, Bilal al-Habashi, for what? Against his master Umayyah ibn Khalf. And how he was treated, and until the last moment, ahad, ahad, ahad. That's why, you see, at the time of zulm, oppression, Sayyidina Bilal raised his voice and he took beats for it. So now when the time of comfort comes in Makkah Mukarramah, on the occasion of Fath Makkah, in the history of Islam, there is no one who climbed the roof of the Kaaba to give azan from the roof of the Kaaba. Only Sayyidina Bilal. Why? Because he was the one who raised the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of difficulty. Now Allah ta'ala reminds the Messenger of Allah of the sacrifices of Sayyidina Bilal. The only man in human history who gives what? Who gives azan from the Ka'batullah. Sayyida Khadija gave everything to the Messenger of Allah. When you give a sacrifice, when you give a qurbani, it doesn't go to waste. You give sacrifice for the sake of Allah, it will never go to waste. Look at Sayyida Khadija. She gave everything for the Messenger of Allah. The only lady in human history who gets salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sayyida Khadija. Hazrat Aisha gets salam. Hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and said to the Messenger of Allah, Messenger of Allah, convey my salam to Aisha. And Sayyida Aisha says, may the salam of Allah be upon Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Okay, but Sayyida Aisha and other Azwaj Mutahharat have got the salam from Sayyidina Jibreel. But no one gets it directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because of the sacrifices of Sayyida Khadija. Khabbab ibn Arat. Khabbab ibn Arat, this was an individual who was laid on the hot sand and hot burning coal in Makkah Mukarrama. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he became Khalifatul Muslimin, he said to Khabbab ibn Arat, lift your garment and let me see what you have. Lift your garment and let me see what you have. When he raised the garment, he raises the garment and he sees the entire skin is burnt. The entire skin on his burnt. He kissed the back of Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat. Why? Because this happened in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I'm just going to give you two more examples, inshallah, we'll move on. The entire lives of the Sahaba are brimming and filled with the sacrifices that they gave for the sake of Islam, due to which me and you today are here. I'm really sorry to say, maybe some people may be offended, but it is true. We give Allah trash. You must forgive me for saying this. We give Allah trash. We give Allah rubbish. We give Allah scraps. You know the loss that we have? You know, say, example, a poor person comes and you bought a new jumper. You know what you'll say? You know what, inshallah, I've got one jumper at home. The one that you now not worn for 5-10 years and you have no intention of wearing, that's what we'll give to the poor in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are looking at the basic minimum, okay, that we have to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These sahaba, you know, today, me and you, you know, I'm speaking to myself, please do not get me wrong. Me and you, we think, alhamdulillah, sacrifice for the deen of Allah is I've come for 5 daily prayers in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, it is a sacrifice. We're not saying no. You know, mashallah, every little helps. Every little helps, inshallah. You come 5 daily prayers in the masjid, inshallah. That is also, mashallah, something very, very good. Okay, but today, me and you are on our couches. You know, today, you believe me, we are absolutely spoiled. Absolutely spoiled. You know, we take it for granted that we have a chicken and meat on our dastarkhan if we want to every single day. You go back home. You go back home to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. You go there. Those people who are on 5,000 rupee or taka wages, you go there. 5,000 rupees for the entire month. That's what they get. And you know how much 1 kilo of meat costs? 800 taka, 800 rupees. That's how much 1 kilo costs. You tell me, how much is that in comparison to his wages? Approximately 20%. Approximately 20% he's paying for 1 kilo of meat. Now, your wages in this country is £2,000. So it's like you spending for 1 kilo of meat, £400. We take it for granted what we have. But now, when it comes to giving sacrifice for the sake of Allah, so what do they say? We give trash, we give rubbish, we give scraps. And then, mashallah, you know what they say? We don't want Jannah. We want Jannatul Firdaus. So we just know, we don't want Jannah, we want Jannatul Firdaus. I'm just going to share with you two incidents. As I said, my topic was completely different. Inshallah, it was in regards to the Masail of Qurbani and what we are now coming, inshallah, the days of the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, I'll mention it next week, inshallah. But I'm just going to share with you two incidents and I'll finish, inshallah. You know, if you look at the sacrifice of Sayyidina, Mus'ab ibn Umair. Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umair was 17 years old when he embraced Islam. 17 years old. He was born around between 594 to 598. And he embraced Islam in 614 AD. So he was about 17 years old when he embraced Islam. He was one of the multi-millionaires in Makkah Mukarramah. The day he embraced Islam, his mother took away everything from him. His mother took away absolutely everything from him. His mother did not leave anything behind for him. In fact, you know, the clothes that were on his body, she even removed those clothes that were on his body. That's what you call sacrifice. He goes out and he was naked as if his mother had given birth to him that very day. That is how he was naked. Absolutely not a single garment. But then the mother is a mother. Mother gave an old tatty sheet to Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umair. This individual used to wear 100% pure silk that used to come from Persia and Rome. And you know how Mus'ab ibn Umair was known? how Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umair was known? He was known by the perfume he used to apply in Makkah Mukarramah. Why? Because it was so expensive. That perfume used to remain in the alleyways of Makkah Mukarramah for hours. And then you can tell Mus'ab ibn Umair passed here. That same individual who gave everything for the sake of Islam. In Medina Munawwara, there came times in his life where he had absolutely nothing. And you know how he used to cover his private parts? With the skin of a sheep. The skin of a sheep. That's what you call sacrifice. And me and you, today, we can't even give up the bad habits we have. The addiction that we have. We can't even give that up. You know, we can't give up the phone that you have. The phone that you have in the masjid, we can't even give up the phone. I'm really sorry. The reason I've got it, because I'm recording. I'm really sorry. But you know, this is our inshallah, I'll mention it next week, inshallah. I'll continue with the topic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah, to give up things that we love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allow us to, inshallah, take the ruh of qurbani and sacrifice from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers and sisters, inshallah, just a few announcements, inshallah. Number one, inshallah, please, if you have blocked anyone, please do leave straight after salah, inshallah, if you can please leave. Whilst you are leaving, if you can please leave quietly as to not disturb anyone who is reading their salah, inshallah. The other announcement, inshallah, this year, if anyone would like to give their qurbani for a full animal in India, it will be £150. So that will be 7 shares in one animal. That will be £150. If you would like to give 1 share, it's working out to approximately £22. But if you give anything extra on top and make it maybe rounded off to £25, inshallah, the extra money will be given to the orphans. So inshallah, per share, it'll be £25. And for the entire animal, 7 shares, it'll be 150. So if you would like to do the qurbani, it is generally done in Kashmir, in a madrasa that we have there in the Indian part of Kashmir, it is done there. So inshallah, if you would like, inshallah, please do give the qurbani. There might be other organizations that are also organizing. By all means, inshallah, you can also give it to them as well. And the other announcement, inshallah, we have a sister, mashallah, in our community who is very, very kindly giving a lot of her time, and she wants the sisters to come and try and learn and correct their Quran and recitation of the Quran. So she's been doing these circles on Wednesdays, but now she's also willing to give time on Friday in the evening. So from 6 o'clock to 7:30, please send our sisters so they can read their Quran. And inshallah, they'll try it out. You can start sending our sisters today, our daughters, our mothers, inshallah. You know, you can send them. In the evening, from 6 o'clock to 7:30, she'll be teaching. Please do take interest, inshallah, because to read the Quran with tajweed is essential. It is compulsory, inshallah. Inshallah, brother Nuruddin will give the announcement in regards to Gaza.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa bihi nasta'een. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. شيخ سليم جزاه الله خير. He done a big speech about the reward of the sadaqa, and there is no need for me to repeat what he said, and we all aware what is the reward of the sadaqa. But I like to conclude it in one ayah. Allah Ta'ala, he said, لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You will not reach the reward of the birr. Birr is a level in Jannah. You could look it on the internet, try to find what is the level of birr in Jannah. Until you will reach this level, until you spend from the best you have at the tight time when you cannot spend. For example, you have £100 and that's all what you have. So you go out and you spend £90 out of it or more. Like the Sahaba, they done. That's number one. Number two is we are collecting the project of Eid al-Adha in Gaza. The Eid, the sheep in Gaza this year is £1,502. So you can imagine how much expensive. And barely we're going to get it. I mean, we are not sure if we're going to get the amount which we are requiring. So here is, we're going to collect from today until the 20th of May. So you can do your effort, try to give every Friday whatever the best you could. Yeah, and we are nearly around 200, over 200, maybe 300 or 400 people between the first prayer and the second prayer. That means we can reach around 15 or more than 15 sheep in this Eid, inshallah, if Allah will ask from his khair. Okay, I just want you to imagine one imagination that let's yourself, you are one from the people of Gaza. There is no work, no money, no food for your children. And you are hoping to get anything to feed your children, rice, vegetables, anyone give you charity of rice or vegetable or anything just to feed yourself and your children. And you knocked, I knocked the door out of you, our team in Gaza acting on behalf of Seeds of Goodness. So guess you are one of them, yeah? And then someone knocking your tent and opening and he give you 1 kilo of meat. How will you feel? So I want you to feel that one, whatever you're going to give for the sake of Allah toward this this collection for this meat, yeah? So I want you to feel that you are giving the £20 or £100 or £1,000, whatever you can afford. And at the same time, imagine that you are receiving it. So how happy you will be. And then when you provide it to your wife and to your children, how happy they will be. So that's the way how you should take it. And alhamdulillah, Allah is helping us and guiding us and making us able to making your donation arrive into Gaza. That itself is a big gift from Allah. So alhamdulillah, we try to take this opportunity and give. I don't stand every Friday. I will stand this Friday today. Then next Friday and the following Friday, you have to make sure you give it in the books of the charity, inshallah, or take a leaflet. There is the donation details. And may Allah accept from everyone. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق كل شيء فأحسن خلقه وترتيبه وأدب نبيه محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فأحسن تأديبه وزكى أوصافه وأخلاقه فاتخذ صفيه وحبيبه ووفق للاقتداء به من أراد تهذيبه وحرم عن التخلق بأخلاقه من أراد تخييبه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بعث ليتمم مكارم الأخلاق صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هذبوا أهل الأقطار والآفاق أما بعد فهذه جملة يسيرة من حسن معاشرته صلى الله عليه وسلم لتكتفي به أمته وتحوذ النعم فكان صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن الناس وأجود الناس وأشجع الناس وما ضرب عليه الصلاة والسلام شيئا كت بيده ولا امرأة ولا خادمة إلا أن يجاهد في سبيل الله ولم يكن عليه الصلاة والسلام فاحشا ولا متفحشا ولا سخابا في الأسواق ولا يجزي بالسيئة السيئة ولكن يعفو ويصفح وقيل يا رسول الله أضو على المشركين قال إني لم أبعث لعنا وإنما بعثت رحمة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا بآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يحصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please straighten your oath, fill all the gaps, and please make sure your mobiles are on silent.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر استغفر الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك وربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله